Now turn to part three. You will hear five different people talking about their experiences as owners of small local shops. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to F what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part three. Speaker 1.
I sell all the basic stuff, but I don't try to compete in price or range with the big supermarket 500 metres down the road, though we sell many of the same things. For a while, the real threat was two other small shops that opened nearby, but we soon came to an informal arrangement in order to survive. The one at the bottom of the street does the papers, the one at the top has more bread and cakes, and I do the vegetables. The shop was empty when I bought it in 2001. I fitted it out nicely and always try to keep it looking good.
Speaker 2.
I am open 10 hours a day every day. This is a small village, so I sell everything from apples to candles. Pretty much everything. 2 years ago, a supermarket opened nearby, but they closed down after a few months. There weren't enough customers to make it profitable. My shop is thriving and very much at the heart of the village. And I deliver things to the homes of people who can't make it in, even if it's just a packet of butter. And this is greatly appreciated by my retired customers. At times, the work is too much, though, and I'd welcome a break.
Speaker 3.
Some of the younger people who live around here work until about 6, so they have to do their shopping in the evening. This used to be the only shop in the area which was open until 10 p.m, so I had a very successful business. Things have changed, though, and I don't believe this shop will be operating in, say, 4 or 5 years. It's not just larger shops or supermarkets that are affecting us. There are too many small shops in this area, selling the same things at very similar prices. Everyone likes the idea of running their own shop, but they don't look at the bigger picture.
Speaker 4.
I open at 9 a.m. and close at 11 p.m. It's very hard work, but there are still selling points for the small shop. If you work for someone else, there's no reward apart from pay, and when it comes to it, the owner can turn to you and say, "You're too old." Some people are very pessimistic about the future, and I tell them that, unlike supermarkets, we can offer customers the personal touch. They know our names, and we know theirs. I am planning to extend my shop. You have to keep moving to succeed. Customers like supermarkets because they are cheaper, so we must offer something different.
Speaker 5.
I first got behind the counter of the family business in 1989 after giving up a job with a supermarket. It was a difficult time for small shops because people's lifestyles had changed so much. Few people had the time to prepare an evening meal as they used to. It was no longer about popping down to the shop to get things to make a meal. I see hope, though, in the fact that people are thinking more about what's in their food these days and where it comes from. And they know that the small shops are better able to provide that special local produce, like honey, for example.
Now you'll hear part three again. Speaker 1.
I sell all the basic stuff, but I don't try to compete in price or range with the big supermarket 500 metres down the road, though we sell many of the same things. For a while, the real threat was two other small shops that opened nearby, but we soon came to an informal arrangement in order to survive. The one at the bottom of the street does the papers, the one at the top has more bread and cakes, and I do the vegetables. The shop was empty when I bought it in 2001. I fitted it out nicely and always try to keep it looking good.
Speaker 2.
I am open 10 hours a day every day. This is a small village, so I sell everything from apples to candles. Pretty much everything. 2 years ago, a supermarket opened nearby, but they closed down after a few months. There weren't enough customers to make it profitable. My shop is thriving and very much at the heart of the village. And I deliver things to the homes of people who can't make it in, even if it's just a packet of butter. And this is greatly appreciated by my retired customers. At times, the work is too much, though, and I'd welcome a break.
Speaker 3.
Some of the younger people who live around here work until about 6, so they have to do their shopping in the evening. This used to be the only shop in the area which was open until 10 p.m, so I had a very successful business. Things have changed, though, and I don't believe this shop will be operating in, say, 4 or 5 years. It's not just larger shops or supermarkets that are affecting us. There are too many small shops in this area selling the same things at very similar prices. Everyone likes the idea of running their own shop, but they don't look at the bigger picture.
Speaker 4.
I open at 9 a.m. and close at 11 p.m. It's very hard work, but there are still selling points for the small shop. If you work for someone else, there's no reward apart from pay, and when it comes to it, the owner can turn to you and say, "You're too old." Some people are very pessimistic about the future, and I tell them that, unlike supermarkets, we can offer customers the personal touch. They know our names, and we know theirs. I am planning to extend my shop. You have to keep moving to succeed. Customers like supermarkets because they are cheaper, so we must offer something different.
Speaker 5.
I first got behind the counter of the family business in 1989 after giving up a job with a supermarket. It was a difficult time for small shops because people's lifestyles had changed so much. Few people had the time to prepare an evening meal as they used to. It was no longer about popping down to the shop to get things to make a meal. I see hope, though, in the fact that people are thinking more about what's in their food these days and where it comes from. And they know that the small shops are better able to provide that special local produce, like honey, for example.
That's the end of part 3.